We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from a two dots on Daf Tapa Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that you pay for tsar. Oyndim Kama Odom Kiyesh that Roitza Litol to take to get hurt by your spud or masmir. That's what it sounds like, and you pay him that tsar. Zok to Gemara tsar b'mokim nezek heichesh amino. We understand if it's tsar by itself, we can understand what you pay. But tsar b'mokim nezek, why? How do you pay tsar? You're already paying him for his hand. How else did he get his hand off without cutting it off? So you're paying for his hand already. So then that includes the tsar, because the way you get the hand off is with pain. So how do you figure out the tsar b'mokim nezek? So Avudah Shmuel answers something which doesn't really answer the question. Amar Avudah Shmuel, oyndim kama the roitz lito l'kol yad. That you figure out how much a person would want to take money for cutting off his hand. If someone's cutting off his hand, when you figure that out, you have to take everything into account. The whole chamish dvarim, cutting off a hand needs, it has nezek, it needs ripui, it has shev, it has paishas. You can't figure that out. We're talking about tzar here. So the Gemara. Or talking about a crazy person who's willing for any money. No one in the world would let any money to cut his hand off. You give a guy $10 billion, it's not worth to cut his hand off. I'm saying that maybe for some people, yes, they're shuftani. But for a normal person, it's not worth any money in the world to cut your hand off. So what are we talking about? How do you evaluate that? Hello. It means, we're talking about a guy whose hand is anyway not usable. It's hanging by threads, hanging by veins, and some skin. He can't use it anyway. So now, there's no use for this hand anyway. There's no way to heal it anyway. All you have to do is cut it off. And it's painful. So maybe you figure out how much someone would pay to cut that off, how much tsar we could offer him, and then he'll take it off. That's what Mara tries to say. Break the mark, but no, it's still basis in that. It's also a boishus. The ksifle milsa, it's embarrassing for him. Lemishkam ebsar, lemishdaya klavim. He takes it from his basa to throw it to the dogs. Agav, some chuvis farming arrived from here that you don't have to bury a limb. It's a big shayla in the chuvis. There's a din kavura on a person. What about on the limb? The minig is we are kaver a limb, but it's a shayla. And this Gemara is a raya, you don't have to cover the limb, because it says, throw it to the dogs. But that's out of the sugya, that's for the tangents. Balak upon him, so in any case, here we're saying that, here, the chur, if you figure that out, the chur, there's baishas also. So what's going on? The malchus decided they have to cut off his hand. And how much would he take to do it with a knife, with a saif, with a sword? Between saif, sam la saif, between sam, which is poison, or saif. Like, from our days, it'd be like, how much would you take not to do anesthesia? How much money would you take? They figure that out. So that's what tsar is. For the Gemara, it's still no good. Amri hachin amri, shokum tsar nafshe. No person, if the malka is saying, cut your hand off for anesthesia, and they say, no, how much money would you take it off for anesthesia? There's no money in the world that would do that. It's too much tsar. No one would do that for any money to cut it off with tzayif. Zog to Gemara, the final pshat. El oindim, kama odom roitze litain liktoy lo yodoy hamukhtov lo malchus, ben tzayif asam. There was a gzeir from the malchus to cut off his hand with his sword, which is very painful. And lemaisa, they came to him and they said, for a certain price, we will allow you to do with anesthesia. How much would you pay for that? So that's the how much do you pay for that? So that is how much, that's what the tsar is. Before, the slated was, the stama was to do anesthesia. So now we're saying, you know what, don't do anesthesia, do anesthesia. How much do you pay for that? Why would a guy, how much do you get allowed to get paid for that? No one would take any money to do it that way. If he does it without pain, he doesn't want to have pain. There's no money, it's worth the pain, they're saying. But here, he's slated to have the pain. He's slated to have the pain. That's the gzeira. And that's what they do. He could bribe the guard and do less. How much would he pay for the bribe? So it's different. There's a finite amount for that. And the Gemara says, Samara's kasha is, then not ha'litol litaim in bo'yolei. Omrahun rei reshua, litol zem izem, mashnosh zeh. He takes from the mazik what he would have gave to the shliach of the melech, of the guard. What he gave the guard, that's how much he pays. So the bottom line is, the way you figure out tsar b'mokim nezek is a case where a guy his hand was slated to cut off with a sayif, how much would he pay to minimize his pain? How much would he pay? That is the payment of tzar. The Gemara goes weiter, explain the Mishnah. Ripui kol chayav refaisa. It says that you chayav to pay for the doctor bills. And the Mishnah said that if it doesn't heal, so you have to still pay for it. If it goes back, it doesn't heal completely, you still have to pay. Until it gets completely healed, you have to pay for that. But that'll be the Gemara discussion. Tana Rabbanan. Ola boy tzmachim machmas amaka. Blisters, he got blisters on his hand, let's say, machmas amaka. Wherever the maka was, he started healing, but instead of healing, blisters grew on this. Minister amaka, and I made the maka come back, chayav refusoy. He's chayav for the refuah. V'chayav litnoy dmei shiftoy. And he also has to pay for the missed wages. That's all if it's machmas amaka. Shloy machmas amaka. If it's not machmas amaka, these blisters, ain't a chayav refuah, so even a chayav litnoy shiftoy. If it's clearly not because of the maka, it's for something else, so then the halacha is that you do not have to pay for that. Obviously, you don't have to pay for that because you didn't do it. But like upon him, that you don't have to pay. We'll see in the Gemara a little clearly what it means. Shloy machmas amaka. But if it's not machmas amaka, it's not chayav. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, af machmas amaka chayav l'refuusa and chayav l'itnoy dmei shifta. He says, good, I agree to you that the refuah you have to do, even though machmas amaka you have to do refuah, but you don't have to give sheves for that. Sheves is only for the damage done by me directly. Now, this is indirectly. It came from the maka, but it's indirectly. That already, you're not chayav for sheves. Only chayav for ripui, not for sheves. So the Tanakhama says you chayav for both when it's machmas maka. Who says when it's machmas maka, only chayav for ripui, not sheves? Again, this is the machmas maka, the blisters machmas maka. V'chomay m'rathur chito, shiftoy rufoos, they go together. Kol shechayav for sheves, chayav for ripui. V'sheinu chayav for sheves, einu chayav for ripui. Whatever you chayv, it goes together. Whatever you chayv, v'sheva, chayv, ripui. What he's trying to say like this, that he holds that you don't get anything for this smachim at all. Not even ripui. Why? Because just like you don't get sheves, you don't get ripui. So you have three shittas. Tamekama holds you get ripui and sheves by blisters and nachas maka. Rabbi Yehuda says you get ripui, not sheves. The Rabbanan hold, you get neither. You get neither. You don't get ripui or sheves. Now we'll see in the Gemara with drushas to this. Let's, for example, you have a drusha and the Rabbanon. They don't have sheves, so you reap the same thing? Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Ma'akam ifki. What's the beer machlaikas? A three-way machlaikas here. About, olu machmas amaka, what's the halacha? So what's the beer machlaikas? Omar Rabba, ashechinu l'Rabbanon be'Rav, I found the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, the Yasir ka'amri, and they said, this is the pshat machlaikas. Hocha b'maka nitna la'agakam ifki. The machlaikas is, do you have a right to cover the maka? Now, when you cover the maka, so it causes blisters to happen because it gets very warm there, and if there's no air going in, it causes blisters. But on the other hand, the guy is freezing. The maka is, let's say, on the top of his hand or something, you know, by his shoulder. If he leaves it exposed, he's going to be freezing cold. And it doesn't look good, whatever it is, so he wants to cover it. But if you cover it, then you're making problems. So are you allowed to cover it or not? That's the machlekes. Rabbanan Savri Maka Nitnila Agad. It's a normal thing. Rabbanan means the Tanakama holds as Nitnila Agad, and therefore the halach is you're responsible, the Mazik is responsible for the Tzmachim. Rabbi Yusuf Maka Loi Nitnila Agad. Rabbi Yusuf holds, no, Maka is not Nitnila Agad. So what's the difference? Why do you pay Ripui not Sheves? Ripui Tanabei Kra. By Ripui it says, V'rape, Yerape, a double Loshoin, Mechai, then Yechai. Sheves, Leitana Beikra, there's no double Lashon, it says Rak Shifta Yitain. V'rapa Yirapa, it says just Shifta Yitain. The Lach is Loi Mechayiv. So that's what Rabba found, the Tamidim saying Pshat. They're saying it's a Mechayiv, it's Nitna Lagad. Ah, if it's Loi Nitna Lagad, if Rabbi Huda holds Loi Nitna Lagad, why do you pay Ripu? Double Lashon. Ma'amina Lahu. Rabba told the Tamidim, you're not right. Oh no, Ma'amina Lahu. If it's not normal to put an agad around the maka, then you wouldn't pay ripui also. Like the Razma explains, because it's a pesheya. Then the guy who's sick is a pesheya for doing it. You're not supposed to do that. Everyone agrees that it's a normal thing to cover the maka. But it's not normal to do extra coverings. But that already is not a pshia, because the difference in extra covering and extra covering already is a little darkest. So Ruda saw by Kinlin, no, like I say, Reaper telling me Kurama Chayiv. Reaper says twice, Nichayiv. It's not a Pshia because it's hard to realize the difference. But it says Rapi Rapi. So you have to Reaper even if the guy does Agad to say Sheves, Loy Tana Bekra, Loy Machayiv, Inat Chayiv. And what does the Tanakama hold? Rabbon and Savri, Kivin Tana Bekra, Reaper, a Sheves Nam Machayiv, Iskishal Reaper. It's a Hekesh. It says Rak Shifta Yitim, Rapi Rapi. So once you mask him that, because Tana Bekra, Yechayiv Pe Reaper, because there, even though it's a little bit of a pshia, but you pay repo because it's double lashon. So shevis also you'll pay. That's pshat in Tana Kama, who says you pay both by all about tzmachim, makos maka. And the rabbanon, Rabbi Huda, that's what Huda say for rabbanon. Rabbi Huda sava shevis lemechayiv ma'at yirachman rak. It says rak shiftoy. That's saying don't make a hekesh. Rak shiftoy. You only pay shevis for the direct hezek of your maka, and not from this thing that happened from the agad yisera. So it says Rak, that's what it says. And what Rabbanon do? Rabbanon Rak, l'shaloi machas makah da'asa. Rabbanon, the Rak is telling you that if shaloi machas makah, you don't pay. What's shaloi machas makah? We'll see the Gemara soon. It means someone who doesn't listen to the doctor and eats sweets, and that causes the makah to not heal. So then he won't be responsible. Avada is saying like this. Well, what I'm trying to speak out is that shaloi machas makah, if he gets blisters down on his toes and he had a boobo on his hand, we're not going to say, oh, you don't have to pay. We need a miyad. You don't need a miyad. Obviously, why should you pay? I'm talking about this makah, the makah got worse, but it was something that he did wrong. That means shaloi machas makah. Okay, so we have shalom in the Mechagis, Rabbon and Rabbi Yudah. Rabbon holds the hekesh. Rabbi Yudah holds no hekesh. Why? Because it's rak. What are the Rabbon and Basroi hold? So I'll tell you tomorrow. What does the Rabbanon Basroi hold? They hold that it's Agai Deseira. You pay nothing. You don't pay Ripo or Sheves. No one told you to do Agai Deseira. So what do you do with the double Lashon? Zachari, double Lashon is teaching us that you do Ripo by Agai Deseira. What does he do with double Lashon? The Tana Beikra Lomali. The Boy Lake, Tana Beikra Shmal, Tana Beikra Shmal, Rapa, Yerapa, Mekan, Shus, Rafael Raphaiz. This is the Makar that a doctor is allowed to heal. You would think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave someone a sickness, so leave it alone. Hashem's trying to make someone sick. Why are you trying to heal it? Who's he allowed to heal it? Kamas Wulon, that you're allowed to heal it. When double loss, you're allowed to heal it. You're allowed to heal a person. Look at the Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbanon. Menayim Shem Oluboy Tzmach Machma Samaka. How do you know that if blisters came Machma Samaka, Venista Raha Maka, and the Maka went back to being a makah, shechayev l'refusa, they chayev to do refua, but chayev l'shiftei, chayev to give sheves, tam aloymar, shiftei, take the word rak, shiftei yitein v'rapa yirapit. This is the makar, that if the blisters came, makmas makah, you have to heal it. Yochoil afilu shloy makmas makah, tam aloymar rak. That says rak, that no, only makmas makah. It sounds like the Rabbanu. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean the first Rabbanon hold that you darshan from Rappe, you Rappe, and only Shloim Machmas, you lose Rak for Shloim Machmas Amaka. And you have to give Refuah and Sheves by Machmas Amaka. Like the Rabbanon Shita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, this is Rabbi Yosi, the son of that Rabbi Yehuda, who held that the halacha is that by Machmas Amaka, you only pay Ripu, not Sheves. So Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Af Machmas Amaka, Pata, Shnema Rak. You also potter machmas the makah because it says rak. Now, what does that mean? Ikad amri af machmas makah potter legamri karabon basroi, which means that you potter legamri even from ripui, and this is like the rabon basroi, like the last rabon holds you potter and everything. Ikad amri af machmas makah potter means mesheves v'chayi v'ripui. Who is that like? Keman kavu. It's like his father's shita. He says rak teaches us that sheves is potter, not ripui. So the two ways to learn Rabbi Yisrael, he's like his father, like the rabon basroi, they potter from everything. Amamar, Yochol af Shloim Machmas Samaka. You would think that even Shloim Machmas Samaka be chayav to pay for Ripoy. Tamalema Rak. It says in the pasuk Rak. Freit the Gemara Shloim Machmas Samaka by Yikra. If you have a blister Shloim Machmas Samaka, like you have to need a pasuk for that. Obviously, like what shayches? So the Gemara Amri my Shloim Machmas Samaka. Time with the Raisa. We spoke that a few times. Time with the Raisa. Reisha Ova Adve Reife. Someone did not listen to the doctor. Va'ochal Dvash. She ate honey. I call me the Masiko and he sweets. It's not good for a maka to have sweets. And the maka got gurgosti. We'll see that in a second. That's what Rak saying. No, you're not chayv. My gargusni. Amabaya nasa krichsa. Nasa krichsa means dead skin. That if you eat this minim sika, it causes the makkah to get dead skin and not to heal. Maya susay. So what do you do now? How do you heal it? You take ahalo, which is aloe, vikira, which is wax, vikalba, which is sap from wood, and that's how you heal yourself from this dead skin. So upon him, that's the end of that sugya of Ola Boitzmach and Machmas Maka. Now, what happens, next tomorrow talks about this, the Mazik says like this, oh, you're saying doctor bills are $100,000? By the way, I'm a doctor. So, I might give you any money, I'll heal you. I'm going to heal you. I'm a big doctor. So if he says that, Amalei, the Nizik could say, no, I don't want your services. The dumbest alike, Aryabe. You're like, to me, like a lion waiting in ambush. So I don't want to see you. And so you're not healing me. He has a right to say that. The Amalei, let's say, the Mazik says, I'm not giving you money, I'm going to bring the doctor. The Amalei, I see the mugging, I'm going to bring your doctor, which is free. I have a free doctor, I have friends with a doctor. I'm going to give it to you. You know, lahavdil el vavdolos. It's like, you know, a guy gets to the accident. And he says, you know what? I have a body shop. Bring it to my body shop. You know, yeah, my body shop. So he says, yeah, I have a doctor. I'll take care of you. I'm not giving you any money. Amalei, I see the mugging shava. A free doctor is worth nothing. Basically, worth nothing. A free doctor worth nothing. The Amar, he says, a different Eitzah. I have a doctor who's very out in Detroit. He's a good doctor. The Amar, he says, I'm going to bring you a doctor from far away. Only Asir Chika Eina Avira. Especially in those days, there was no way to find out. So a doctor came from out of town. He could do whatever he wants. He could be a literal butcher. He goes away. You never see him again. And therefore, he has no responsibility. He has no way, no achrayus. And therefore, it's not a good doctor. You can say, no, I want a doctor over here, and you're paying for it. V'omalei Heik. Now, what about the opposite case? Let's say the Nizik says, Havlidi, give me the money. I'll heal myself. Omalei. So then the Mazik says, no, I don't let that. Why? Pshat ben Avshachav, Shekat ben Oitfei. Because you're going to make yourself even worse, and then you're going to charge me for it. The omelet could make it. So the news is like this. Okay, you're right. Give me a set amount, and I'll take the money. I'll do what I want with it. Omelet, you know, you're not going to heal yourself. And Karoli Shar Mazik, and call me a Shar Mazik. I don't want to be called a Shar Mazik. I don't want to be called someone's Mazik. So I want you to get healed, and I'm giving you the money straight to the doctor. That's the way it is. So both ways, they both can't change the situation. You pay straight to the doctor, and this way he'll get healed from a local good doctor, and he can't say he wants to heal himself, because it might not work out, and they're going to blame the mazik for the rest of life. This guy looks disformed, it's from the mazik. It's not true, you could have got healed. So I can put him, that's the halacha, that you have to go to a doctor.